Emily Kamingware was an amatura painter from the community of Utopia, northeast of Alice Springs, a community renowned as a centre for women artists. Her life's work was celebrating her cultural traditions in a ceremonial context known as a wulye, using the symbolic designs of her ancestors. In the 1970s, she began working with batik, interpreting these designs with hot wax on fabric and then dyeing them with vibrant colours. Ingwari only took up painting on canvas, the medium for which she became so celebrated, in 1989, in the later years of her life. Her mastery of colour and pictorial space was immediately obvious, and her very first paintings catapulted her to an unprecedented level of fame. Some of Ingwari's most recognised paintings comprise exhilarating fields of dots, like Untitled Alalkara from 1992. In this large-scale work, Ingwari has used a luminous tonal range of browns, greens, reds and pinks, highlighted with white, to represent Alalkara, the desert country of her birth. In this painting we can see her unique style of mixing colours on the canvas by reapplying new layers while still wet and dipping her brush more than once in different colours to achieve dual tones. Looking at this painting, we can sense the energy and enthusiasm she applied to the act of painting to such dynamic effect. In this abstracted representation of the landscape, the painting becomes a field of colour that morphs and changes. For me, it expresses the desert in bloom, referencing seasonal patterns through subtle colour shifts. It is possible to imagine light washing across the desert from dawn to dusk, seeking out the contours of the landscape. Her sublime use of colour and composition evoke the true spirit of the desert and the ubiquitous presence of Alchera, the dreaming. Earlier paintings by Ingwari were grounded by a veined or skeletal network of lines, representing subterranean root systems, partially obscured by a veil of dots. Literal interpretations of those works describe an idiosyncratic and microcosmic view of the desert floor, with grass seeds and flowers overlaying the organic underground networks that lie below the surface of the land. It was from the calm, the pencil yam, that Ingwari took her middle name, and as she said, she was calm now. Analogies may be made between the fretwork of hidden root systems and the dreaming tracks which traverse Australia, emanating from and linking the hundreds of Aboriginal communities around the country, like fluid rivers of spiritual power that sustain and nurture our people and the land. Senior members of Aboriginal communities, like Ingwari, draw from this source, channeling its energy into their work as artists. Gradually, the underlying structure in Ingwari's paintings was completely immersed under a skein of dots, as we see in this work, and breathtakingly beautiful paintings emerged, often translated as reflecting a more holistic, sweeping perspective of the subtle grandeur of the gorges and plains of desert country. Eventually, the dots merged into bands of dramatic colour, again mimicking the contrasts and contours of her country, or the bold designs on the bodies of dancers, proclaiming their connection to country. Ingwari's style, often interpreted and enjoyed within a Western abstract tradition, captured her audience's imagination and is celebrated worldwide. Along with Judy Watson and Yvonne Coumatry, Ingwari represented Australia in the 1997 Venice Biennale. Ingwari's minimal approach potently encapsulated her immense cultural knowledge. Ingwari lived an extraordinary life, enjoying a traditional childhood in her Amatjara country to the northeast of Impantwa, or Alice Springs. As a young girl, she saw white people for the first time and ran in fear. Ingwari then experienced the occupation of her country by the pastoral industry. A cattle station was established in the newly named Utopia region in the 1920s. Ingwari worked on stations until the late 1970s, when in her senior years, she first started making art with the Utopia Women's Batik Group, of which she was a founding member. The practice of batik didn't lend itself to Ingwari's impulsive and expressive style, and canvas and acrylic later became her preference, as the immediacy of the medium effectively captured her gestures and conveyed her ideas. She quickly developed a gestural and spontaneous style that depicts the desert as an animate and sentient landscape. For me, her paintings have been an inspiration. They seem to say so much about the artist herself. Her art is a testament to the cultural wellspring that she drew on throughout her entire life. In just a few short years, she managed to transform the tradition of landscape painting in this country. I find Ingwari's work revolutionary.